I think I had one other question, Shelley, that you had mentioned that one of your nurses, one of the ones who had experience with encapresis, said that she was trying to figure out how to involve the parents in terms of maintaining a bowel routine and working on that relationship to make sure that their child will be successful. And so what advice would you give both to parents and nurses who might be listening in terms of that?
Again, the trying to get a collaborative relationship with the parents straight away is the first thing. I mean, I would say to parents, talk to the school nurse, talk to the teachers, talk to everyone involved. Don't be afraid to go in and just say, hey, can we have a chat about my child? I would like to, tell you what's going on and see what you can offer to help me. And as for school nurses, I would say the same thing. I mean, if you are dealing with something in a child that you haven't ever discussed with the parents, or nobody's approached you about creating an IEP plan, then you should touch base with the parents and say, hey, this is what I'm noticing, and can you come in and can we sit down and can we have a chat about it? And letting them talk first, letting them, the parent, kind of say what they're going through, and, giving that extreme understanding that is necessary in this situation, just like in any chronic illness that you're dealing with. And, offering to help, how can I help you? What can I do to make this better? Let's establish some routines. Let's, if we need to give medications at school, help you fill out a medication form that your doctor can sign off on. Can I speak with your physician's office? Would it be okay if I contacted them and asked them the best ways that I could help? And what can I do to better facilitate the situation with any child throughout the school day? When are their regular toileting times? When have you noticed the accidents are the worst? What times are the medications given? And how can we work with you on this? And also, just listening and understanding.
Oh, well, thank you very much for your expert advice on encapresis today, Nurse Shelley.